Hi there, this is Colin Merrick from Heart of the Father, and I want to welcome you to the weekly prayer broadcast. Now today I want to share something just quick, but it's something very close to my heart because it's on heaven's perspective. And there's something really powerful about having God's perspective about things instead of our own. Because see, heaven knows us a certain way because the word talks about being born from above, having our thoughts on things above, not things on the earth. In Corinthians, he talks about having received the Spirit who has revealed to us the deep things of God. For the carnal mind does not receive the things of God, but the spiritual does. There's some point where we accept the things that are declared in the Spirit in order for us to be open to what the Spirit wants to give us, and then living accordingly. See, there's this place where we do not anymore let the world or the things in it, meaning people or circumstances, teach us how to be and what to do. Now, there's many sincere Christians who love Jesus who still struggle with this in a big way. We preach, we do outreach, we read the Bible, we go to church, but yet when certain people say things or do things around us, or when we're in certain circumstances, our world still falls apart. And this reveals that our heart is still open to lies. And as harsh as this may seem, I want to tell you that you are absolutely loved by the Father. And he's inviting you to know not just him, but to know yourself as he knows you. And in knowing that, he doesn't want you to know about it. He wants you to walk in it as reality. He wants you not just to think about it, but to know what you are and what you can do. And I want to just share a little testimony just to encourage you. And if I've shared this before, forgive me. Just hear it out again and be blessed by it. In a time I was at this office job where I was listening to good teaching on dominion and authority in the Word. And I had to go out in lunchtime to get food and also run an errand for the boss. But a huge storm started the morning and it kept on going for hours, and at lunchtime came and I had to go down to see if I could go, but I couldn't drive in this crazy rain. So I walked to the window and something in me just stood up and I said to the rain, "Rain, stop." And as I said that, I saw the storm rain weather fading, even starting to drip, and then there was complete stop to the rain in 20 seconds. And I was so amazed that I ran to the car, and as I got to my car outside, I looked up and even the dark clouds started opening and it was clear sky above my workplace. In amazement at a moment where I almost felt like I was super anointed somehow, wow, I've got the power now. You know, that thought goes through your head. And God gave me this scripture in Luke 10, verse 20. And just hear this out. It's so beautiful. He says, "Nevertheless, do not rejoice in that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are written in heaven." And God just spoke to me right at that moment. He said, "This is what made this happen today, is there's a way that you are known in heaven. It is not something you worked for or attained somehow because of your amazing discipline in religious activities, but it is because you walked out, yes, in faith, but as you were known in heaven. And when you walk in how you are known in heaven, then heaven speaks when you speak. Heaven lays its hands on when you lay hands. And this means that God is there operating through you. So it's His power. And that's what made it amazing, is God had me tested out after, you know, just having some fun with Him. And I realized it didn't work when I tried it out of myself. But I had to get my heart in a place where I know me as He knows me. Because see, then my heart is on Him. Because otherwise, I don't understand. I have to see Him and say, I am known by Him. And my affection is set on Him and what He says. And that is what gives us real faith to work with. And it's so powerful to me, because so many still struggle with this, that we fall and we get hurt by things and people that aren't walking according to the truth and are not reacting from heaven's perspective. And then we feel like people should have known better. But in all truth, we should have known better as well. So here's the thing, is we cannot let what people don't know affect what we do know. And our job as believers is not to have people change, but to live changed ourselves. And in that, we will shine and cause people to be able to see because of the power inside us, not our ability to convince or debate, but rather our ability to yield and His ability to shine His glorious light in their life. And us and them will see the glory of God on the earth. So this is what I want to just encourage you today with, is to be able to see yourself as a son and a daughter, to see yourself according to the Spirit. See, the Spirit is not here to tell you how wrong you are, because that would not help. He's here to tell you who He says you are, so that you can receive it and walk in it, so that you can be free to be all that He called you for. Let's just pray into this, and I hope this blessed you today. So thank you, Father. Thank you, Father, for calling your children. Thank you for loving them completely. Thank you that we can stand in what you have said we are, and we can do what you said we can do. And in Jesus' name, Father, I thank you that we do not have to live for things in this world, but that we can live for you. Thank you, Father, that we can seek your kingdom and your righteousness. We do not have to seek that all these things should be added to us, because our focus is not there. It is with you, O Lord. And there where we know your kingdom is here, and that we are completely at the right place with you. When our hearts are there, God, you have no problem with adding the things to us that we need. And I thank you, God, for your provision. I thank you, God, for the knowing to be in the hearts of everyone listening. Thank you that you cultivate a knowing, not thinking they are forgiven, not thinking they should have peace, not thinking how they should live, but they will know in their hearts that they carry a mighty Holy Spirit, that they carry your holiness, that they carry your dominion, that they carry your love. Thank you, Lord, that they will know that they will not let the world evangelize them with its news, with its circumstances, with its darkness, but that we are here and sent to be the light of the world, to live changed because of your grace. We are not just pardoned, but we are changed. We are a new being in you, God. And I thank you for a new day to everyone listening. Thank you, Lord, for freedom and a weightlessness that we can know we can move with you. In Jesus' name, let each person have a realization of their justification, that they are clean before you. Thank you, Lord, that you've made us your own. In Jesus' name, amen. Bless you guys. Thank you for listening. Thank you guys for praying with us, giving. We bless you in Jesus' name. And do feel free to visit us on our website. If you got requests, send it there or through WhatsApp. There's still podcasts and there's weekly prayer broadcasts. The old ones, if you missed any, you can find them on there. And there's blogs that are written by my wife, Francisca, and some written by me. All sorts of resources also still coming. And we're excited for what God is doing. So bless you guys. Until next time.